T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. If you're a New Yorker who has left the metro area, the White House Coronavirus Task Force asks that you quarantine yourself for 2 weeks.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others, no matter where they have gone, whether it's Florida, North Carolina, or out to far, far reaches of Long Island.
Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Burks. In addition, three upstate counties, Dutchess, Sullivan, and Greene, are asking city residents with second homes there to stay away and please remove any short-term rental listings. New York City now has more than 15,000 confirmed coronavirus cases and 192 deaths. More than 800 people tested positive since yesterday. Mayor de Blasio says he's going to experiment with blocking off some streets in each borough to make it easier for people to walk and exercise and maintain a safe distance from others. But he doesn't want to see what he's been seeing in city parks and playgrounds.
We may get to the point in just days where we have to close the playgrounds for the duration of this crisis. It's not something I want to do, but it's something I'm ready to do if needed.
He says he'll make a decision this weekend. President Trump is still hoping to return the country to some semblance of normalcy in less than 3 weeks. Health officials don't think that's a good idea, but the president insists that every decision he makes is grounded solely on the health, safety, and well-being of American citizens. Mayor de Blasio has begun delivering a message directly to New Yorkers in a daily video.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, what's going on every day. I'm going to offer a brief message to all New Yorkers to tell my people what's happening to all of us and to give you the best information I have. I want to make sure we're honest about the reality.
He says coronavirus will be with us for months, and it's likely that more than half of New Yorkers will be infected before it's all over. Most people, he says, will survive, but some will not. He says we're all going to have to work together to protect each other, and the mayor is inviting New Yorkers to contact him with questions and observations at hashtag AskMyMayor. As of this moment, New York State has more than 26,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 271 deaths. By far, we have the biggest outbreak in the country. New Jersey is second with almost 3,700 cases and 44 deaths. With more testing, these numbers will keep going up. Lots of people have been losing their jobs due to shutdowns from coronavirus, and a survey conducted by the CUNY School of Public Health says the layoffs are hitting the Latino community particularly hard. In a survey of 1,000 New York City residents, 41% of Latinos said either they or someone in their household had lost a job in the last 2 weeks. Well, here's a story that has nothing to do with coronavirus. The Library of Congress has added 25 recordings to its National Recording Registry. That one by Whitney Houston is one of them. There's also Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman, YMCA by the Village People, Puccini's Tosca, the 1953 recording featuring Maria Callas, Alan Sherman's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, And this one.
If I were a rich man, yeah, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man,
that's Zero Mostel from the 1964 Broadway album. The recordings aren't all music. Included is Russ Hodges' famous call of the 1951 tiebreaker between the Giants and Dodgers, where the Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.